paragraph chaf hey, v'ze bechinas oitzem arichas hagolus achshov asher lo yehoyso kozois mimei kedem. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we'll be able to understand the long, long exile that we are going through now, which there never, ever was such a thing before. The Jews never experienced such a long exile. It's over 2,000 years since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, since we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, and since we don't have a proper Jewish Torah-governed authority. Kikvar Ovru Kol HaKitzin, because all the dates that the Gemara mentions when Moshiach could possibly come, all of those dates have already passed. Ve'ein hadovor toloi ele b'tshuva. And the Gemara says, therefore, the only thing that's needed now and the only thing that can bring Moshiach now is tshuva. Ki achshav Hashem Yisborach roitze shiyeh gula shleimo le'olam be'ein golus achrov oid klal. Because now Hashem wants us to have a redemption that should be 100%. So that there will never, ever be a golus again after this. This will be a final, total, permanent redemption. V'al kein bevadai ha-hechrich shi'ashuvu kol Yisrael b'tshuva. Therefore, it is mandatory that all of Klal Yisrael should do tshuva. V'yivararu kol ha-beirurim. And we should sort out all the sparks of Kedusha, everything, all that fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra, all of it should be extracted and returned to the Kedusha. Kemo Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Navodah Zorah, Daf Hei, Ein Ben David Bo, At Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshomoy Shebeguf. Moshiach cannot come, will not come, until all the souls have been used up. They've all been brought out, and they've all done what they have to do. Shehu Bechinas Birur Kol Nitzutza is Keyadua. The Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh explain that what that Gemara means is that all those sparks of Kedusha that are in an incomplete state, they're unfinished, all of them should be completed, finished. They should be rescued from the Sitra Achra, brought into the Kedusha, and made whole. V'yefshar la'asos balei tshuva u'davar birurim kim al yidei b'chinas mishpot hanal. And as we learned earlier, it is impossible to be makariv balei tshuva and gerim without mishpat. There must be mishpat. Shehu soyref es hara. The mishpat is what burns away, what eliminates the ra, which is a very important part of this equation. Ve'oz nivna heichal hakodesh beruchnius. And then the heichal hakodesh gets built spiritually al yedei hanefoshos shemekarvan Hashem yizborach, through all of those souls that are being brought close to Hashem. And when the Ruchnius is complete, then the Gashmius will also happen. Hashem will give us that physical building, the base, the third and final base samik, the Hainu Binyan base samik, the Shmamish. As the Pasuk says, V'armoin al mishpotoi yeshev. The palace will be established on its mishpot, al mishpotoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the words, al mishpat daika. That's what's going to be needed to establish this armon, the palace, the Beis Hamikdash. Ki ikar binyan Beis Hamikdash ayde b'chinas ha-mishpat kanal. Because the main thing that's going to help get this Beis Hamikdash built is this mishpat. As the Pasuk says, the famous Pasuk, tzioin ba-mishpat tipode v'shaveh b'tzokom. Ach yesh rishoim shein b'chinas erev rav she'osr l'karvam. However, there are Rishoim who are on the category of the Erev Rav, whereby we are not allowed to try to bring them into the Kedusha. Ki ein moil kenegdam koyach ha-mishpot. Because the Mishpot is not strong enough to be able to eliminate their Ra. Their Ra is so evil that the Mishpot can't defeat it. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, moroim mishpotecho minegdoi. That the Mishpot is above and opposite him. Like, it can't reach down to him and do what it has to do. It's floating above him. It remains above this Ra, this Erev Rav. It can't get in there and do a total job. Kimavur Heitev B'maimar Hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran over there. V'al kein, listen to this now. V'al kein al pi horoiv ein joidim loshis eitzois benafshoi eichlis naik binyan amishpotanal. And for this reason, the vast majority of us don't know how to deal with this issue of mishpat. It's very hard for us to know how to apply this mishpat. Who to be ki eich yekarei v'sorachoykim? How can I undertake to bring people who are far from Hashem close? Ulai heme horishoim shosel akarvam. Maybe these people I'm trying to bring close are part of that group of rishoim which you're not allowed to bring close. Ki bevadai yef shelabosav adom sheyeda zois alburyoi, because it is definitely impossible for a regular human being to know this perfectly, to know this science of this mishpat and kiruv, to know it perfectly. Afilu tzadikim hagedoylim b'malam oid. Even tzaddikim who are on a very, very high level, even for them, this is very difficult. It's extremely difficult for them to be able to know exactly who you can be makarev and who not. Mikol shkein haktanim. How much more so for the little people? How should we know? How in the world can we think that we know who to be makarev and who not? Ki afilu Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholem nichshal bozeh, because even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest tzaddik of all time, got messed up in this. Shekirei v'so erev rav, he was makarav the erev rav, sheheim horishoim she'osu lekarvam. They are the rishoim whom we are not allowed to bring close. Ad shomer lo Hashem yizborach, to the point where Hashem had to say to him, we have this in this week's parsha, I believe, Parsha Sekev, which we're going to read this coming Shabbos. Lech reid ki shichei samcha. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down, because your guys have messed up. Your nation has messed up. V'chulu. Kemavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Lamed Tornuntes. V'im kein, if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mistaken in this, ma yasu ezoi v'kir. What can we, the moss in the wall, we tiny nothings, how can we expect to get this right? Ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholem bevadai zocho lebechinas hamishpot bishleimus. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely, yes, zoche to mishpot bishleimus. Moshe Rabbeinu did do the mishpot day and night, all the time. He was always judging himself and always... Ki nosan lanu es haTorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who actually gave us the Torah, shehu bechinas mishpot kanal, which we said is the book of mishpot, mishpatei Hashem emes. The Torah is called mishpot, and we know that the words Moshe Rabbeinu are bigimatria taryag. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah; he is the mishpot. And at the time that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, which is when the Jews really came close to Hashem, we were then in this category of Geirim and Bali Tshuva. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to turn on the angels, the fire of Mishpat, to the foot, b'shleimus godo, 100%. K'moshe kosov, as the pasuk says again, in this week's parsha, in all of these parshas, v'eschanan ekev, it says, udvorov shomano mitoicho eish. We heard the words of Hashem from the fire. There was plenty of fire there. U'k'moshe kosov, koel Hashem choytsev la'avos eish. That the voice of Hashem was shooting fire. All of this is that eish hamishpot that's needed when you want to bring people close to Hashem. Ube'emes olsa biyodoi. And the truth is that on one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded. He was successful. Shezocho lahachnia eschora legamri. He did succeed in eliminating the ra completely. Ki Yisrael shomdo al Har Sinai poskozu amosom. Because the Gemara says that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, the Ra that was introduced into the world when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas was eliminated completely. It went away totally. Shekol zeu b'chinas bitul hara legamri al dei eish hamishpotan al kanal. This is a perfect example of the Ra being eliminated totally through this eish hamishpot. V'afal pikein, and despite that, acharkach kilkalu ha'erev rav. After this incredible laundry, this dry cleaning, everything was perfectly clean, spotless, the erev rav messed up. Ad she'omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lech reid, to the point where Hashem had to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down. Because the Erev Rav represent that group of Rishoim whom you're not allowed to bring close. Because the Mishpot cannot stand up to their Ra. Their Ra is so evil that the Mishpot can't defeat their Ra. Mikolshkein Sharban Eodom. If this is what Moshe Rabbeinu experienced at Matan Torah, how much more so other people? Shebevadai ein yecholin lismoich al hamishpot shelohem bilvad. We definitely have no right to rely on our judgment, on our mishpot, that we're going to do mishpot, I'm going to study it carefully, I'm going to analyze and I'm going to reanalyze, and I'm going to do mishpot on myself again and again. Not enough. But rather, a person has to really judge himself regarding every move he makes, in order to turn on a fire in his heart. And after all of that, I'm not going to sit on the throne. I'm not making the mishpot. I'm passing the buck. I'm giving the mishpot over to Hashem. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, ki ha-mishpot le-lekim hu. Mishpot belongs to Hashem. Shashem yisporach bi'atzmo yitein boi chochmo vadas. For the person to beg Hashem, Hashem, I don't know anything. I don't know anything at all. You give me the chochmo and das that I need. Sheyuchal lechalkel dvorov b'mishpot. In order to be able to nourish his words, in order to put mishpat into his words, so that the people hearing his words, there'll be that mishpat there that will help to sort out again the good from the bad. Ve'yizke leida ulechavein imi ledaber ve'imi shaloi ledaber, and that I should be zeicha to be given the sechel to be able to know who to speak to and who not to speak to, who to try to be makarav, who not to be makarav. Ve'ech ledaber, and how to speak. Umosai ledaber, and when to speak. Ve'eich uma ve'kama, and how much. Everything here has to be calculated just right. Lahavdol medicine. There are many people, there are probably more people that died from medicine than people that were healed by medicine. From overdoses or underdoses or the wrong kind of medication or the side effects, etc. Baruchnius, it's the same thing. You give a person too much light, you can kill him. You give him too little, you can kill him. It has to be measured perfectly. Ki I efshar lo odom lechavein ha-mishpot hazeh heitev kanal. Because it's impossible for a person, a regular person, to know this mishpot accurately. Bifrat achshav bagolos hazeh, especially now in this golos, that this long golos that we're in. V'ha-golos doimel alayla. We know golos is like nighttime. She'oz tzrichin rak limsor ha-mishpat la-shem yizborach kanal. And we said earlier, at nighttime, the Jewish courts are not in session. So who's doing the mishpat at night? Hashem. We give over the mishpat Hashem. We say, be'yodcho afkid ruchi. Remember, before we go to sleep? Hashem, I'm putting it in your hands. You're in charge now. Night, it's dark. I can't see. I don't have no night vision. Ki achshav bagolus hazeh, because now during this exile, bifrat beikvase de Mashiach, especially as we start hearing the footsteps of Mashiach, meaning we're getting closer to the end, oz muchrach Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom leslabesh bechol Yisrael, then Moshe Rabbeinu himself has to come down and cloak himself in every single Jew, ulehizgalgel imohem, and to come down begilgul among us. Moshe Rabbeinu has to come down here and join us and be here begilgul among us. Kedei lesaken hapegam shepogam b'mishpot b'mashikira v'seirav rav. In order to fix the mistake that he made and the damage that he caused when he was makarav v'eirav rav. Kimuva b'tikunim u'b'zoyer ha-kodesh b'kama mekoimois. This statement that Rav Nosson Zal just quoted is mentioned in many places in the Tikkuni Zohar and the Zohar HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu, especially as we get towards the end of the Golos, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come down here and be with us and be involved in being in Kiruv, because he's going to have to fix whatever was damaged when he was Makar of the Erev Rav earlier. Nimtza shetzrichin achshav bekoyach Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholom lesakein pegam hamishpot shenifgam al yedei Erev Rav. So this tells us that today, nowadays, with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're involved in fixing, in correcting the pegam hamishpot that happened thousands of years earlier with the Erev Rav. And because we're involved in such serious business, such serious stuff, Hamishpot hu niflo v'nelom v'sosum oid. The Mishpot today is very hidden, it's very deep, it's way above us. Ve'ein mi sheyeda l'chaven ha-mishpot hazeh, and there's nobody around today that knows this Mishpot really well, really properly. Since we find that even Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to drop, to fall, it says Hashem said to him, Lech Reid, go down. You're on the Madrega of Lech, Lamed Chof, you're on the 50th level. No more, you're going downstairs because of the Seirav Rav, that you were Makarev. You're no longer going to be able to stay on that 50th level. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had to go down, imagine what we're talking about here. And this is why the Pasuk says in Eicha about the Jewish people in the exile that we're in today, Vatered Peloim, that the holiness has gone down, down, down in wondrous ways. You know, Pela means it's beyond our understanding. We don't know what's going on now. We don't know we can't make sense of the Mishpat. We don't know the Mishpat today. And the end is very hidden from us. Nobody sees it. As the Pasuk says, Admosai Kates Haflois. How long are we going to be waiting for this incredible end? And this is all because of the fact that the Mishpot is so hidden. That we are involved today in trying to correct the Pigam HaMishpot that was caused by the Erev Rav. That Mishpot is very hidden. It's something very deep. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki pole memcho dovor la mishpot, that when they'll come at, when there'll be a situation where the mishpot will be pele to you, it'll be wondrous to you, meaning it'll be way, way above you. Utzrichen rak lishpoit atzmoi heite. Therefore, what can we do about this? If we want to help this situation, we have to judge ourselves constantly, very well. We have to constantly be examining ourselves. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Shouldn't I be doing better? Shouldn't I be serving Hashem? V'acharkach limsor ha-mishpot la-Hashem yisborach levad. And once we do the mishpot, then to realize that if we're gonna be doing the judging, we're gonna be in big trouble. So to give over the mishpot to Hashem, bibchinas ki ha-mishpot la-likimhu, to tell Hashem, We can't judge ourselves. If we human beings judge ourselves, we're going to set fire to ourselves. We're going to put ourselves in the garbage. We're going to say that the good thing to do with us is to destroy us. So therefore, we're giving it over to you, Hashem. You have the Rachmonus and the Chesed. You could even deal with us.